Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Terra Christa Equinox Celebration with Lord Metatron, the Lord of the Great Bear, Cosmic Master Melchior, and the energies of the higher spiritual realm for Earth to be grounded into Mother Earth. The essence of Gaia, of the divine light of God. We're going to begin together, bringing our energies into oneness by doing three ohms. Take a deep breath. Allow the energies of your solar angel to fully connect with you, surrendering your physical consciousness to be within the highest frequencies, allowing you to experience your higher self, monad and I am presence. It's the greatest service you can do. Participating in these energies and bringing them into yourself. Just relax and deep breathe deeply and gently throughout the entire connection with the higher frequencies. For this ceremony, we call upon the Unified Whole Galactic Agartha Alliance to overlight the ceremony, call upon the entire God force of Divine Mother and Father God, all the great central suns, all the Ray Chohans, the Elohim and Archangels of the 22 rays of God to assist us, especially calling upon the Christ at Agartha Council of Light, representing the inner earth crystalline cities with King Ra, Queen Ranu Mu, Prince Maha Luna, Princess Sharula, High Priest Lord Adama, with Lady Galatia. Calling upon the entire 330 rays of God, all 352 levels of the Mahatma of consciousness, and all dimensions of reality of 144 in oneness with Master Thoth, the great divine director, and Master Einstein of the Unified Whole Command. We're specifically connecting with Lord Metatron, Archangel Lord Metatron, and also the Lord of the Great Bear star system, with all the galactic Christed councils of light and Cosmic Master Melchior to assist us in infusing these energies, which you're already feeling, of the equinox. Thank you all for being with us. I'm Reverend Arr, and here is Reverend Malarese.
Take time to connect with your breath, opening up your Antahkarana bridge and allowing all 330 rays of God to circle within you and around you, creating a rainbow Merkaba. As we gather together in a group Merkaba, we're going to travel to the 36th dimensional frequency. to the Golden Temple of Divinity. Breathing deeply as we go through a vortex of light. It takes us to that 36th dimensional level. It is a beautiful temple of light, golden frequencies of light, platinums and silvers, and all the rainbow colors that are represented by the higher dimensions of divinity. As we step into the temple, we are met by Lord Metatron, many archangels, principalities of light, as we are escorted into a ceremonial sacred room. As we step into the room, we see that it is filled with crystalline colors of light. The vibrancy are rainbow colors representing the divinity of the God Force. As we find our place within the circle of the room, we start to feel the vibratory energies represented by the 330 rays of God. We're now going to call upon the lower rays to go to the higher rays to fully infuse these energies within ourselves. As we call upon the rays of God for the third dimensional grid, intertwining with your seven chakras, with a deep blue, golden yellow, pink, crystalline, breathing deeply, let it come in, green, golden, white, ruby, red, and gold, with the purple, violet, feeling all of these beautiful flames spinning within your central canal and your chakras. Your now seven chakras are now being tuned into the higher vibrational energies within your third dimensional grid. Your physical body is now completely infused with the rays of God, as each of them are spinning within your central canal. We now call upon the fourth dimensional grid rays of the seafoam green, blue-green, pearlescent, pink-orange, gold, a violet-pink, deep blue-violet, and light golden-white. And each of these flames are moving around into the entire room. Vibratory energies is now your etheric, your emotional, astral, and the mental bodies, along with the buddhic and the atmic bodies, are now fully intertwined within you. Breathing deeply, as now we call upon the fifth dimensional grid rays of the light violet white, multi-white, pink gold, magenta, violet gold, blue gold, and then the platinum. Each of these flames are now spinning, arising your chakras from the third, the fourth, and the fifth dimensional bodies of light. As now your monadic body is fully aligned with your fifth dimensional system. The fourth body system now becomes the seventh body system. Breathing deeply as you're expanding your energies. Your logoic body now becomes magnetized within you, integrating the previous seven bodies of light to spin together. Your group soul body now becomes part of your consciousness as it brings to you the rays of Venus that are part of the rainbow arcs of light, circling around you with sapphire blue, yellow, white, pink, green, a mixture of purple, gold, and ruby, and the violet flame. Each of these flames now spin around you, adding to your seventh dimensional body of light. Breathing deeply. In this moment, your group monadic body magnetizes around you, creating the eighth and ninth dimensional levels to be acquired. Feel this as you're expanding and you're magnetizing these light frequencies within you. The solar body of light is now accessing within the tenth dimension, igniting the copper gold light that is represented by the solar level. Feel this come within you. The galactic body is now created in the flames of silver gold. And this is from the 11th dimension through the 23rd. Your universal body of light is now introduced with a deep gold flame from the 24th all the way up to the 35th. As now your multi-universal body of light is created within the purest refined gold essence of the 36th dimensional level. As now you're accessing the cosmic light of the clear translucent going all the way up to the 49th dimension, opening up the entryway of the higher cosmic rays of pure platinum. These cosmic rays represent the lords of the highest HaKadosh, the most rarefied chant of love and light. The cosmic is now being activated from the state of formlessness into angelic principalities of the seraphim, the ophanium, the cherubim, including the first, the second, and the third states of angelic hierarchies. Feel the immense beauty of these energies being part of your consciousness in this moment. There's a clear, light, translucent, and invisible flame entering from the office of the Christ with Divine Mother and Father God, the Elohim Councils of God, with the elders that surround the throne of grace. Feel their magnificent light energies embracing you. Feeling this magnificent energy to fully come within you. Take a deep breath and feel all these energies within this magnificent ceremonial space as you become one with everyone. Lord Metatron and all the archangels. Your solar angel is now being ignited with the purest refined gold. Your work with Lord Melchizedek as an initiate is being initiated of the gold, the silver gold of the galactic of Melchior, and the copper gold of solar, of the solar level with Helios and Vesta. All these energies are spinning within you and you're grounding it fully within your own essence. It is at this time we introduce the Lord of the Great Bear, speaking on the effect of the equinox in connection with the councils of the Christic Galactic Forces. Lord of the Great Bear is the lead essence of all Christed extraterrestrials, also known as the Logos of the Great Bear System. He is the higher aspect of the Lord of Sirius and the Great White Lodge, who is the higher aspect of the solar Logos, Helios and Vesta. He incorporates the seven stars of the Great Bear, also known as the Big Dipper, such as Sirius, Pleiades, Andromeda, and Arcturus, along with many others. It is my divine pleasure, the Lord of the Great Bear, to be included in this magnificent ceremony for the equinox. As Lord of the Great Bear, I am the overseer of many systems, assisting with the Christed Galactics to assist planet Earth, to allow the planetary system to come more into a state of peacefulness. So our work is very intensified and diligent. As I stand here in this magnificent room, I look around and see the vibratory energies that have been created here. Thank you, Lady Milarese, and the forces of light to bring forth this divine energy so each of us can feel it. This equinox represents a new beginning. As this year being the infinity symbol of what is above shall be below, it means that each of us are going to work more closely with one another to help each other. Many of the planetary systems are already doing so with many of you, if not all of you. Healing processes, sleep state, rejuvenation, allowing for the light body exchange to go into a deeper level, because this equinox is going to bring forth more of that to come into the true reality of Gaia's existence, which means all of humanity. And those people that are not awakened to any of these energies will not understand. They will just think they're going through a rough time. But each of you have the capability to know within yourself by being here within these energies to go into a deeper part of your existence. And this is where we want to assist. We want to assist each of you to command within yourself to be part of a higher existence that is your true reality, is your true consciousness of your I Am presence. As the spark of light that you are, that we all have been before we came into planetary systems or even angelic forms. It is a time to bring that higher energy into the focus of the walk upon the earth. And as each of you try to do this, it may become increasingly more challenging for you because the physical body is going to react in a completely different way. But remember what you've just experienced with the rays of God that Lady Milarese has brought forth. In your consciousness, you have accepted them. Physically, you have not. But that's okay. It's all a big process. And this is where we want to help. So I give forth this invocation and energetics to assist each of you. Om namo niyam, om niyam, hai no niyam niya, I no niyam niya, ho. At this moment, align yourself with what you have received into your heart, allowing yourself to say, I am now fully aligned with the source of light of my 12 body system and beyond. I call upon the divinity of light represented by Lord of the Great Bear and the Christ of Galactic Forces to assist me to bring more concentrated effort into what I am doing in my life. I allow this equinox to bring that part of myself that I have not received previously. I call upon this energy from my Antikorana, from the higher source of light that I am, of my I Am presence, to assist me to go into a deeper part of my walk upon the earth. I allow my chakras to be fully imbued with this light frequency. As it runs through me, I experience a new part of myself to go into a new existence. And within that, my mental thoughts and my emotional feelings shift and change to receive it. Feel that now. Feel that shifting and changing in this glorious room to occur. Holy, 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 the light of the Christ, the light of all that I am, the light of all that is within my consciousness and becomes a true reality within my full body system. I allow the energetics that I have received to come more deeply into my consciousness and my reality, into all aspects of living. My four body system becomes my seventh body system. As I become more fully aligned with all that I am and allow that energy to assist me with the walk I am experiencing, I call to the energies of this equinox to blend fully within me. As I now receive the new beginning I am desiring to accept, feel it deeply, everyone. Feel it within all parts of yourself. Let your entire bodily system to be immersed with these light coats. Nom, ni, nom, ni, om, ni, om, ni, om. Jamani om ni om ni om. Jim nam ni om ni om. Om ni om ni om ni om. And feel that presence of light start to emerge within you. Slowly you receive it. Your solar plexus opens up to the emotional center. You feel the intuitive sense of yourself growing at a level that is stronger than it was before. I, as Lord of the Great Bear, walk with each of you in this journey of 2024. We now call upon Cosmic Master Melchior. A little bit of background on Master Melchior. He is the Galactic Logos, and he brings to the table his experiences as a galactic, being on many different planets, experiencing wars and death, but also peace. He has spent many lifetimes on these planetary systems. And then he became a cosmic master because he started working with cosmic master Atlanto and Adonis, who work with the heart of the universe, the heart of all hearts. And he was asked by Lord of the Great Bear, after some time, to be the Galactic Logos. This has occurred eons ago. So he has been the Galactic Logos for quite some time. We thank Master Mikor being part of our existence. Blessings and namaste to each of you. I am Cosmic Master Mikor, and I am deeply honored to share my essence for this equinox. My role is to assist each of you to come into a state of calmness about what is happening on the earth. Because the progression of peace on a planetary level is very challenging. It can take many years, and I think Earth has been under that challenge for eons of time. If you go back in history and to see exactly what has been happening on this planet in many different continents, you can agree with me that you have been experiencing many wars and frustrations and lower energies that are trying to combat the higher existence of Gaia in each of you. My advice to each of you is to always aspire to be more to yourself than you thought that you could be. That is why Lord Metatron has asked Malarese to bring in so many of the rays and to help you acknowledge the light bodies, even though you're not fully grounded with those light bodies. It becomes a consciousness. And I believe that this is how planetary systems come into a state of peace, because there are a select few individuals that allow themselves to aspire to more than what others are doing. And of course, it depends upon your progression as a soul and how long you've been on this planet in various lifetimes and what you have learned from those lifetimes. But it seems like you are all here in this moment listening to this dissertation and these energies. It's because you desire to have something more for the planetary system. I want to remind each of you, this can be a very long process. And yes, Earth has been going through this for quite some time. It does not mean that gathering of souls together are going to assist the planet on an immediate result. But there is progression that is happening in many different areas of thought and experience through human consciousness. And as each of you experience these energies with each of us presently, it allows your vibration to go into a higher level than you could have done on your own. And I thank Lady Malarese for the challenge of her journey to be able to project these energies onto each of you. Peace must come within. And that's what I want to exhibit unto you. The being the logos for the galactic dimensions. Many people think, oh, wow, then I'm a galactic. And you probably have been. Most people have had experiences being a galactic. But it's not all a bed of roses, as you would say. It takes great effort and foresight to walk through your galactic heritage and to see the timelines that may not have been so good or the timelines that have been very good and not become ego-centered about them. Because that just brings that consciousness to the earth and affects all of humanity. And that's what I want to project onto you. As the equinox is now occurring, what is it that you are feeling within your own existence? The equinox represents that joy of starting something new. No matter where you live in the world, and I know it's different on different sides of the hemispheres, it has it doesn't have so much to do with the seasons. It has to do with that energetic exchange that is coming into the planetary system. Some are experiencing spring and some are experiencing fall. Both of those energies represent a new beginning. They represent a harvest. They represent the blessing of all that is desires to become part of your existence. As you walk on the lands of the earth in the next few days, remind yourself what it is that you are bringing forth to the earth. What is it that you desire to hold within yourself so that you can send it to Gaia and then it can be returned back to you? And that is what the blessing of this year represents. Acknowledging the higher part of yourself to assist the lower part of yourself, which is your physicality. And when you allow your physicality to expand into your spiritual self, then it's a whole new existence. Particles can dissipate, elements can change, healing can occur, but you must have faith that you are creating this process through your own thought process and your intentions that you desire it to be. I, as Cosmic Melchior, want to give unto you this divine energy to assist you. Allow what is happening with the solar sun of bringing these energies into the existence of the planetary conditioning to be part of your physical experience, your grounding experience. Take a moment to reflect for yourself in the next few days. What is it that you are changing? What is it that you need to acquire without force, but with the blessing of goodwill of your heart, the blessing of your spiritual self, the blessing of your higher essence, your I Am presence becoming more intertwined within you than you've ever experienced before, because it changes with each of these seasons. This is a new beginning, a creation of light to come more into the focus than has ever been experienced by any soul on this earth. Holy Jamali I need, and state these thoughts unto yourself. I now allow the divine energies of the equinox and the rays of God from the higher levels into the lower levels to intertwine within me, to assist me with each process I go through, to assist me with a new beginning I am desiring to achieve, to assist me in all that I am creating in my existence upon the earth, within my walk, within my relationships, within the way that I project myself to the outside world. I allow the peace of this equinox to give me a new sense of security that I have not fully accepted previously. Jam, Now breathe that in and become it. Become what the equinox is getting unto you. For you to accept yourself in a completely different manner. For you to walk with the peace of God within your heart in all that you experience. So moon it be. I am Cosmic Master Mikur. Thank you. Oh, greetings, my dearest friends. I am Lord Metatron, also known as Archangel Metatron, head of all the archangels, head of all the angelic principalities. In this time of the equinox, it is very imperative every day to open yourself up to receive more, to clean yourself out and allow the impurities to be gone, so that you can start anew. Because these changes of bringing in the higher into the physical existence will assist you if you allow yourself to be an open vessel. And by that I mean your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and also any impurities that you may have inside yourself from the healing processes that you're going through. Utilize crystals, utilize cleansing protocols, utilize the higher light energies to assist you every day to come into a new space of your existence. And if you awaken with frustrating energy, that means you need to step into some of the cleansing processes that are available. Because the purity and the light frequency of these energies coming into the planet as we speak will last for the next several days. And coming upon that is a full moon with the festival of the Christ, which represents rejuvenation. So this time you're being hit with these energies from all angles. I don't like to consider it calling it being hit, but I want to consider it being blessed. Because as a soul, you have opened yourself up to come into a newer state of existence than you were previously. So you must remove the negative thoughts. You must remove your egotistical comments towards yourself or others. And to realize within yourself that you must step back and to receive as much as possible to hold this frequency of light. Some call yourselves light workers. What does that mean? Do you think that you're completely full of that light all the time? I hate to tell you that you're not. So you must utilize cleansing protocols, whether it's with light, whether it's with water, whatever it is with, you must utilize those energies to help you. Because as you walk upon this earth, the earth is damaged. And there are impurities within the earth and around individuals. And as you raise your vibration, you're going to feel this more often. Because the raising of your vibration means that you're going to be affected by those lower energies. Do not get mad at it. That is just the process of what is happening upon the earth. And this year is magnificent. If you do your due diligence for yourself, you will find that this year will be very magnetizing for you. It will be very much in a state of manifestation, personally, physically, financially. However, you need that manifestation to occur. And the more that you allow yourself to clear the old energies, the more that you can receive the newer energies. Because the energies that are stuck on the earth are not magnetized towards the regrowth that you are desiring to experience. The earth is changing, but we all must take our part and go into those energies as deep as we can to experience a new part of ourselves. And that part of yourself is ready to come into you. Allow yourself to open up unto these energies presently. Feel the divine energies that are here within this room, the sacred room, the ceremonial space of this temple of light. Right now, you are experiencing the transition of allowing the Metatronic seals with the initiations of planetary ascension to help you to grow. And during that growth period, which can take a very long time, you are going to have challenges coming up to you. You will have those spiritual tests. You will need to acknowledge yourself from a clear portal of light and bring forth the illumination of the gold flame of your solar angel to be awakened into the consciousness that you hold within yourself as a human. Feel that now. Feel the totality of your solar angel assisting you to bring forth unity and accessing all parts of oneness from your individual consciousness. This means all experiences of all timelines, lifetimes, even the timelines of the present lifetime, to go back into the original induction as yourself as a solar angel, and allow that golden light to assist you to know what needs to change within yourself, because a major part of this experience represents the ability to acknowledge the true sense of yourself, your spiritual sense, not your physical sense. It doesn't matter if you are a healer, if you are intuitive, if you're psychic, you want to go higher. You want all of these energies to take you into a higher part of existence, one that is very translucent, one that brings forth the formlessness of all that you have been, and allow that energy to come into you. Acknowledge your solar angel presently. And I mean to do this every day. Acknowledge this spiritual part of you that has guided you to this point of your creative process to be revealed unto your physical consciousness. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in the existence of each of your chakras. Allow your solar angel to guide you, because this individual, this angelic presence that you hold within your higher consciousness knows the truth, knows the way to go, knows which road to turn onto, knows which way not to listen, knows it all if you will give it up to this essence that is you. Om namo ni ai ai nai And in this moment, you are open to really integrate the blessing of this equinox that is occurring presently with all the rainbow arcs of light to be initiated within you from the great central suns, from the highest Ho Kadosh, highest Ho Kadosh, highest Ho Kadosh, Adani Sayabath. Those words will remove any darkness that you may be feeling, and try it on yourself. Highest Ho Kadosh, highest Ho Kadosh, highest Ho Kadosh. The platinum ray is now filtering within you, allowing the cosmic now, the clear transcending light of Divine Mother and Father God, the office of the Christ, the elders, the Elohim, all of the energies that are represented by the higher masters now come within your existence. Feel the vibratory field occur within you. Jamoni Ani Oni Omni Om Omni Ani Oni Om. And now the multi-universal that is represented, my illuminating gold essence. Now your soul or angel becomes more physical within your consciousness. Feel it in your heart. Feel this blessing coming into you, as this part of you has all the answers of I said before. Allow your wings to unfold within you. Allow you to make the right decisions from the right place. And now the universal level of the gold essence, feeling Lord Melchizedek as he guides you through your initiations. He helps so many, so many, so many moments of assisting. Breathe into that and breathe the beautiful support that, and love that you're getting from this energy. Hum jim namoniam niyam. And now we call upon the silver gold of the galactic energies. The galactic energies from Cosmic Master Melchior. Feel that peace coming into your heart. Feel that extension of knowledges that you may have acquired as a galactic to come into your consciousness, to give you the true essence that you're desiring. As now all these energies move into the solar level with Helios and Vesta, to receive and ground it through the copper gold. Feel that copper gold. As now Helios and Vesta assist to make this a reality of the solar level. And these energies are everything that's going to be coming through the skies in the next few days. Feel the blessing of this coming unto you, accepting yourself in a completely new way. Feel the vibratory energies, the star systems open up to you. It's all part of the universal consciousness of the oneness, of the creative source of oneness, of all that is. Now all these energies are going down to Gaia, and I want each of you to feel it through your own grounding cord into your life upon the earth. Let it become your reality. Let it be all that you desire it to be and more. And don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just allow yourself to have faith and to move with ease and grace. Om. and feel that new beginning within you. Feel that blessing of what is about to happen for you, not knowing what it is, but feeling it. Feeling that coming into your heart and expanding within you. And now we come back into our heart center. What is the first thought you have to yourself? Remind yourself what that thought has been. I want you to remind yourself of your solar angel, to connect with this part of yourself, to feel it, to ask for this consciousness to assist you in your sleep state and your awake state, because it is the bridge to your higher self of the initiations. So allow that to settle into your heart, expand it within you, as now you become the new beginning that you have been desiring to achieve. I, as Lord Metatron, bless each of you for this journey of this equinox, and I look forward to our moments together. So may it be. Take a moment to feel the divine energies that have been infused within this room as we arise from where we are sitting. And notice the difference that you feel within yourself. You may not feel it immediately, but if later you can make some notes about what you experienced or the after effects, please do. It will help you to acknowledge the journey that you are on. It is now time for us to leave the temple as we are escorted out of this glorious temple of divinity. We thank all the divine masters and all of the rays of God and everybody that assisted us, the logos of each of the great central suns and the higher realms of light. We are all part of that oneness. As we gather together outside in our group Makaba, we now move through the vortex of energies taking us from the 36th dimension back to planetary level. And feel yourself coming back into your physical body, grounding your feet, and thanking yourself for this journey. You may continue to listen. For days ahead. Blessings and love.
Just allow yourself to ground those energies all the way down through your root and earth star, so they move through you fully, connecting with the heart of Mother Earth and feeling her love and gratitude coming back to you. We thank those who were able to step forward and fully actualize these energies within their reality through their donations of reciprocal energy to us for bringing them to you. We will close off together with three ohms. Many blessings, everyone.
Namaste.